This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions, and Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Download a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost, and check out more details about Global Cash Card at globalcashcard.com. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
the Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good because I've had about 10 pieces of candy in about 2 minutes, so I am feeling good.
I've noticed that. You got quite a stack going over there. Quite a feed bag you have going
on. Yeah, it's weird. Like, after Halloween, you get into that habit of, like, skipping dinner and you just eat, like, 10 pieces of candy.
Well, if you eat a Snickers, you don't have to eat for a week.
It's true.
That's what the commercial says. Where does your hunger go?
I love those commercials.
There's some guy in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, we have...
Why am I so hungry?
We're finally announcing what this big contest is that we're working on for the final season of Lost.
It's huge.
So we're going to announce that in its own section after the introduction here.
It has its own section?
Its own section. This is how big this contest is. We are really excited.
That much for a shirt. It gets its own section.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been working with Global Cash Card. They introduced themselves to us at Comic-Con and, you know, said they really want to help work with us to make some great contest. And I think this...
I told you, this lives up to its name.
Great.
I'm quitting contest. The podcast so I can win.
So we're going to announce that today after we intro the show here. We also have a lot of listener feedback, emails, calls, and tweets to get into.
We're also still looking for people's feedback on the trip, the final episode in L.A. party.
Yes.
That made sense, was saying.
And, Jack, do we have the official results for
the
outdoor kitty?
The results are in.
So that'll be after listener feedback.
Because people have just been, it's actually been pretty popular.
Exactly. So do you have, like, all the results, like, percentages and stuff like that?
No, you know, it's funny, even though we gave six, you know, okay, we're narrowed down to six.
Uh-huh.
People kept calling in, tweeting, and writing in their own names.
It's twittering, not tweetering. Tweetering is like putting in speakers.
I like to say twittering.
How are you supposed to say it?
I must say twittering. Well, people were putting in their...
What?
You interrupted and broke my flow of what I was saying.
Oh, wow. It sucks when it happens to you, huh?
It's because people they don't mind when it happens to you. They want me to stop. They say, please stop, Emmy.
Man.
It's like getting root canal when Jay's speaking. Please stop, please. No, but it's funny how many different names we have other than the six. I guess people exercise their right as they...
It's their write-in votes.
Their write-in votes. But,
mm-hmm.
So, but no, one name was overwhelmingly won by a lot.
You having trouble over there?
Yes.
We want to give a shout out to Whitney Matheson of the Pop Candy, blog on usatoday.com. She gave us a shout out on her webpage there. And let me actually get it so I can say it. Thanks to Jay and Jack for discussing.
And now who's having problems now?
My Damon Lindelof interview on their podcast. And yes, I'd be happy to be on your show anytime. Well,
we're making an official invite right now.
Yes, live on the show. It's really professional. You can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I was going to send her an email and say, yes, we'd like to have you on anytime.
Why don't you get working on it? You got one job to do. Take care of the emails, and you haven't even done it yet.
I've been counting the votes for the cat.
Yep. Remember when there was the recount and everything, that one guy who'd look up and then
that
his
was
eyes across?
Was
that
you?
That
was me, because I don't want no hanging chads on the count, because people are serious. They really want the name to be what they want it to be.
Also, if you haven't heard yet, yes, the podcast awards are open for voting, and we have been nominated for Best in Entertainment, the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
And once you vote, make sure you go on your email address and verify the vote.
Yes, because somebody here...
Didn't do that.
I look at the email, I was like, hey, do you actually verify the vote? And it's like,
I think
what? I had to do that?
I think it's enough I go on the site and vote.
It's for your own podcast, and you can't even fully vote for
it. I hate
it.
Voting for myself. I just.
But you vote for the other ones too, so you get.
Well, I do vote for the other ones.
Okay,
but I hate voting for myself.
You're so high and mighty.
No, I think it's, you know, a little conceited to vote for yourself.
Hey, we need all the help we can get.
I guess if I was running for president, I'd vote for myself. Yeah, so what's the difference? Yeah, so what am I talking about? Well, maybe I wouldn't vote for myself. I don't like my platform. I don't like my policy.
But you can do that every single day. We need all the votes you can get. So tell your friends, tell everybody. It's per IP address. So if you live in the same house, only one person can vote. So
that's
go
not
vote
right.
at work.
That's not right.
So go to podcastawards.com in the entertainment section. That's where we are, the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. And check out the other sections as well. There's a lot of great podcasts nominated. But if there's a great one that you also like in the best in entertainment, oh well, vote for us.
Yeah. Come on. Who's been here?
We've been here with you for almost 5 years now.
5 years. Come on.
All right.
Even though I did find out the last time that the Entertainment Award is not for being entertaining. It's doing a podcast about an entertainment show.
Exactly.
So it kind of feels cheap.
I figured I'd let you live the dream that you were entertaining for a
while.
There
I was, I think. Wow. In 2007, we were entertaining. But no, we're not.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the official announcement of...
I can't believe you have a special song. You wrote a special song for this contest.
No, I didn't.
No?
No, I didn't.
It's so huge, I thought that you would take the time to write a special song.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to take the time to write special lyrics for this song.
I've worked on the last song, and I'm working on 2 V songs.
Exactly, so I'm working on those songs, too, so I just didn't have enough time
one. You're not even touching those songs yet. You haven't even looked at them.
All right, what do you say we get into officially announcing... the season finale contest. You ready, Jack?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Jack, are you ready to announce the biggest contest that we have ever been involved with?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right, so we've been talking about this for a while now since...
Kind of teasing.
Since Global Cash Card became one of our sponsors.
We've had emails... Please tell me what it is. No.
And we've talked about the season finale party, which Global Cash Car is also working with us to make happen. And
it's going to be the happening party.
It is.
All the cool kids are going to be there.
All the cool kids.
And us. Well, so the nerds, too. So we'll be there.
Well, the cool nerds.
The cool nerds. Are we the cool nerds?
Yeah, I'd say we're the cool nerds.
Okay. I can live with being a cool nerd.
Yeah, I mean, we're not like nerdy Star Trek nerds, so. But yeah, so we have... this contest to announce. So, Jack, are you ready to announce it?
Let's announce it.
Okay. How will it end?
So that's the story of 2012.
No. I was trying to introduce it, and you just made a stupid joke.
I'm not making a stupid joke. I thought that's what we were talking about.
No, we're talking about the contest. Now, okay. All right, you ready? Now yes. I got to do it again. How will it end? The Global Cash Card Lost Video Contest.
Dun-da-da-da!
So here is what...
That was the best sound effect I could do at the time. I didn't have anything.
So, you know, we got together trying to think, what is a cool contest that get people involved and, you know, have something that'd be really cool and kind of lead it into this great kind of finale party that we want to do. And that is the How Will It End contest. And what is it? It is asking you to create your own video for how you think Lost will end. Like the last 12 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes of the show. You create the scene. You create what answers you want to be answered. It's all up to you.
Right. It's your dream, how you want it to end.
Exactly. And it'll be...
It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be how it's going to end. That's the beauty of the contest, bud.
Thanks.
Well, it is because, you know, it doesn't have to be accurate. It's just who does the best job of selling their side...
Mm-hmm.
Or telling their story on how they want Lost to end.
Exactly. So it's not supposed to be someone with big production budgets or anything like that. I mean, you can use any medium, any way you want to in a video format to do the last moments of Lost and how Lost will end. You could do live action. You could do cutout figures like South Park. You could do stop motion with clay figures, stop motion with action figures, finger puppets, shadow figures,
or
animated
like they did
toothpicks.
Or like they did last year with Lost... Lost Unlocked, or was it Lost?
Yeah, with the action figures.
Not Lost. That's a podcast. Lost. How do they? With you know the action.
Untangled.
Lost Untangled. That's what it was.
Yeah. So it's up to you and how you want to capture the last 10 minutes of Lost, how you think it's going to happen or how you want it to happen.
Right.
All
right.
And we've actually set up a website for the contest with all the rules, all of the information, everything you need to know to contribute and be part of this contest.
Everything.
And that is going to be at www.globalcashcard.com/lost. Once again, it's www.globalcashcard.com/lost. And on there, it's a great website that we worked with them to set up. And it's a really cool website, and it gives you all the information you need to know. And there will be more stuff on the website in the future that we're going to do. Now, the next thing comes up here. What are the prizes? What prizes are we going to give away? You want to tell them, Jack?
What we're going to give away is...
Well, actually, we can't tell you.
Oh, man. I was just about ready to tell everybody what it was.
Yes, there's going to be two prizes. We're going to have...
Well, three prizes.
Well, three prizes, but for people that actually can put videos in.
Right.
There's going
to... Submit videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be a finalist prize for the finalists for the videos. So I think we're going to be between 10 and 15 finalists, and that will get a finalist prize. And then the grand prize will be for the number one person, the one that gets the most votes.
Right.
So now let's get into how we're going to select this. First, out of all the videos submitted, Jack and I, along with the Global Cash Card people, we're going to, out of all the videos, narrow it down to about 10 or 15.
Right.
Once we
which
have,
is going to be tough.
Which is going to be very tough.
But I can be bought. I'm kidding.
Once we narrow it down to
our PO box number, I'm just kidding.
And once we narrow it down to the 10 or 15, then we're going to give it up to you guys to vote for what you think is the best video for how Lost will end. So it goes out of our hands, it goes into your hands to vote for who you think has the best video. So if you make it in the finalists, you'll get a finalist prize. And if you're the grand prize winner, trust me, it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
So, Jack, when are we going to announce what the prizes are?
We're going to announce right... We're not going to announce it.
We're going to kind of space this out. This is another part of the contest.
There'll be clues on what the prize is going to be.
Exactly. It's going to be a contest within a contest. So each...
It's kind of like an episode of Lost.
Each episode of the podcast that we do, we will give out a clue for the finalist prize. Then that prize will be announced in December.
Here's the key. Don't send us emails asking us if you have it right, because we're not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So if sending us an email asking, is this what the prize is this a waste of time?
Yes.
We're not going to tell.
This is kind of how the schedule goes. Today is the 19th. So this is the announcement of the contest. On the 24th, more clues are going to be posted on the website at globalcashcard.com/lost. The 3rd, we will announce an additional clue for the finalist prize. Then on December 8th, there will be two more clues posted to the website at globalcashcard.com/lost. On the 10th, we'll give additional clues. And the 15th, there will be two more final clues on the website. And then on the 17th, we will announce what the finalist prize is. So then you will know what the finalist prize is. If any of you can actually figure out from the clues what the prize is, you're going to email the contact email that is on globalcashcard.com/lost, what you think the finalist prize is. The first 10 people to figure out the prize will also get an additional prize.
Right, and we're not going to tell you. Again, we won't tell you until
if you
after,
won, until after
the prize is announced.
So we don't disseminate what the prize
is. We don't
want to
spoil anyone.
Exactly.
No one wants to be spoiled.
And on the 17th, it will actually be a vidcast showing what the finalist prize is, which we're really excited about the finalist prize. It's going to be really awesome. And... it'll be pretty cool.
Yes.
And
it is real. I can't believe we're doing it.
Exactly. And from there, on the 17th, we'll start giving the first clue for the grand prize. And it'll kind of follow the same. And then on February 4th, we're going to do another vidcast revealing the grand prize.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great. And we have big plans for that in January. We're going to be working on a lot of stuff in January for the premiere of the final season.
Right.
March is, sorry.
You okay? Have some more candy.
March 13th is going to be the video submission deadline. So you have to, get your videos in by then, postmark by midnight to submit your videos.
Right.
On the, on the 1st, April 1st, the finals will be announced.
Well, it can be videos or DVDs, right?
It has some type of format that can be stuck into something and played.
Okay.
No, that's what she said, Jack. Don't even do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm sitting over here minding my own business.
April 1st, the voting will begin. On April 30th, the voting will end. And then we'll announce the winner.
You know what I like about
at
this?
At the final party.
We're giving dates. Has ABC given us any dates about Lost?
I know. And once we have the dates for the final episode, then we can get more on the final
party.
The party and how all that's going to work out. But the winner will be announced at that party. They will receive the prize at that party. And I believe we'll be watching, I think, the top three. Well, depending on time, some of the top videos
right
during the party, because we have a theater with a big screen. Why not?
Yes, I think so. I say we take advantage of it.
So that's kind of what's going on right now.
Again, the key of this, you don't have to be accurate on how it's going to end.
It's just be creative.
Use your imagination. Like, okay, I'll give you an example of how my video would go.
Okay.
All right. I am actually on the island. Mm-hmm. I make it as a log carrying person.
You make it, okay.
So it's a final episode. Only a few people have survived. It's me as log carrying person. I say maybe Kate, Sun, Claire, Juliet, and that's all that survive. Myself, Kate, Sun, Juliet, and Claire are the only ones that survived the whatever happens on the island.
Uh-huh, and what happens next?
Well, it just fades to black. So we don't know. You have to use your imagination from there.
So
that's how I want it to end.
And you know what? We're giving you as much time as possible to start getting working on this now. The deadline is in March. So start working on it now. Start getting your video ideas together. Start getting crew together. Start doing whatever you need to do to get this done, because trust me, the prizes are worth it.
I think an example of how a video should be done, if you go back and watch the submissions that we had for winning the Hugo Cup last year, kind of the imagination people put into that. Mm-hmm. Like Matt and some of the other ones.
But instead of being on something, it's your recreation.
Right. But I'm saying how they went into it. I mean, a lot of people are going to go crazy with this.
Yeah. And so that is what we've announced so far. And Jack, do you think we should give out the first clue?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm afraid.
So the first clue.
Yes.
For the finalist prize is 240.
So 240.
Exactly. So do with it what you will. Try and think about it, what it could possibly mean to the finalist prize.
Back to the numbers again.
And the next numbers, or clues, I should say.
Well, way to go there.
Will be announced on the website, globalcashcard.com/lost. And you have to actually find them within the website, because it's not, you know, not even out
there. And the website is very well done.
It's a great website.
It's not like the cheesy Jay and Jack one you've seen.
Don't say that. Evan H. He put a lot of work into that.
I'm just kidding.
Saying his work is cheesy.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. I was trying to insult you. I thought you did it.
No. Like, I'm that talented.
Okay. That's true.
I'm
kidding. I'm joking.
So remember, the first clue is 240. So if you already know
240.
So if you already know it by what we just said, send in the email. Find it on globalcashcard.com/lost and see if you can figure it out. So that is the announcement.
If you got it from that, you're cheating.
I don't know how.
Some people cheat.
So that is the announcement for How Will It End, the Global Cash Card video contest with Global Cash Card and the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. And we're really excited about
it. We've known about
this
for months.
We're working on it for months.
We wanted to tell you guys for months, but we had to wait until we got closer to Lost. We've been hinting at it, but it is really going to be cool.
Yep. So that is the official start. Each week we'll have updates on the contest and new stuff going on with the Lost season finale party.
If this goes the way we want, with all the momentum going with this, that, and then the final episode of Lost and that party, it's gonna be a great time.
It is.
If you can make it in LA whenever that date is, I suggest you do it.
Yeah, and so we're pulling out all the stops here for the last season of Lost. We're really excited. So check it out. Again, it's globalcashcard.com/loss for the How Will It End contest.
Now, didn't we tell you when we got this sponsor, it would be not only good for us, but good for you.
Exactly.
And it really is.
All right, Jack, you ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, nominated for a podcast award at podcastawards.com. Log on.
The winner of the 2007
Best in Entertainment.
Best in Entertainment.
Log on to audiblepodcast.com/Lost to get the book of the month, which is The Third Policeman, which was featured in season 2 of Lost as one of Desmond's books.
Desmond.
In the Hatch. So you can get that again today at audiblepodcast.com/Lost.
Listener feedback.
You know, all right, it's listener feedback
after
time.
After you mentioned Desmond, I forgot about Penny. Penny can survive too.
I think she's back in L.A.
Well, she can come back. And
she's a doctor now. Change her name to Livia.
Livia.
All right. Am I going first or are you going first, Jack?
I think I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Clearly, the writers aren't lazy. Okay. Cough, Jay, cough, cough.
I saw this today. This one's rough.
Is this like an exam? Cough, Jay, cough, cough?
Maybe for you. You were at the doctor today.
I was. James, you put this big thing. I can't see. You keep moving it.
Get this. I know you're not used to big things.
I'm like a fly. I can't see. Dear Jack, I would like to start by saying that Jay is wrong, like always.
Okay.
And there is no lazy writing going on while Lost is being written. Jay stated that the writers of the show were lazy writers, and he is wrong. This is why throughout season 5, Lost writers built up Phil to be the most annoying character in the history of television beautifully, and then drove a pole through his heart. Jay, would you call that lazy writing? James. Would you call that lazy writing?
I you know, it's funny. I'm criticized for saying that they're lazy writing. I'm just saying it would be if that happened. I didn't say they were being lazy writers.
That did happen. James,
No, I said it'd be Phil. Lazy writing if John Locke was dead.
He's dead.
Actually, you know what? I really don't remember what I said. It would be lazy
writing.
It
was something about John Locke laying on the beach. That would be lazy writing if that's how.
Oh, if that was his last. Yeah, I agree.
Something
okay.
Like that. And everyone said you were just a fool for saying that. People were like, that's crazy. Why is Jay saying that? But that's from James.
All right.
I just had to read it because it stuck out.
This one is Lost versus the Olympics. Wouldn't it be fun to see Hurley curling during the Olympics? Gina.
Dude.
That'd be nice.
Dude.
We get our Lost fix during the Olympics if they decide to take a break.
Would you watch it?
I'm going to watch curling regardless, so I guess they have me with, you know.
You know, it's funny, as I watch it also.
I don't know what it is about curling.
And then, you know, the worst
part sounds like the most boring game in the world, but it's fun to watch.
Working in an ice rink, the next month, everyone's going, hey, do you offer curling there? No. No.
I wish they did, or I'd play.
Because you have to get the brooms and stuff. But no, for the next month after curling airs, We'll get bombarded with people asking us if we have curling.
Well, there is ice rinks that have like special curling things, but
I'm not in the position. I couldn't throw the little curl. Is it a curler? What's the little thing called?
Stone, maybe?
Stone?
I don't know.
No, I could do the brooming, but I. What kind of shape do you have to be in to do curling?
I think
what kind of training you goes have to, in?
I think it's more. It's a finesse sport. You got to have good finesse.
Okay. Latest podcast. This is from Tony.
Tony.
I think it's lazy podcasting not to have your latest podcast up on iTunes by the 17th. What's wrong with you? Are you loaded? Your Lost podcast is the highlight of my week, as sad as that may be. Wait, this microphone's getting in my way. Let me switch sides here. This is what I've been reduced to. I'm going to try V a couple more times, but it looks pretty cheesy. Flash forward is the real deal. Great call on that. That's from Tony. I say stick with V also.
Yeah, I think.
I'm liking V. A lot of people think it's cheesy, but I like it. But Lost is probably on top. It's hard to argue that.
No, I agree.
So what is it? Lazy podcasting? You don't have it up by the 17th?
We don't record it on Tuesdays. That's what it would have to be. We have to record it on Monday and then put it up on Tuesday.
So it's not lazy podcasting. It's just
not our schedule. Well, you know, we've done 2 a month since Lost has been off the air, so that's not bad.
Yeah. Have they been any good?
Well, I can't guarantee that.
I make no guarantees.
I was never told it had to be good. All right.
Well, obviously, because you didn't win an award in 2008.
All right.
Even nominated?
Yeah, we've been nominated every year since we've tried. We won once, though.
In 2007.
2007.
Best in Entertainment.
That was our peak.
Not most entertaining.
No, no. You wouldn't win that. This one is titled Claire.
Especially today.
I've been thinking about your tirade about Claire and her reaction to Charlie's death. You saw it as just an immediate getting over it, but you forgot about the large periods of time when we didn't see her. I remember when my mother died 4 years ago, I was quiet and occasionally crying like Claire was in the background on her way to New Otherton. After a day or two, I was able to joke around with friends and then get hit with waves of depression. We all mourn in our own way. By the way, the glare impression is awful and
annoying.
Sent from our iPhone. Or his iPhone. Aaron.
Aaron. Well, first, sorry, Aaron, about your mom. You know, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
We could, you know, it just seemed weird that Claire the next day was, it just seemed like it was the next day.
Well, I think it's when they set the precedent. Remember, Saeed mourned for like, it seemed like 27 episodes about Shannon.
Yeah.
So I guess it was just kind
of. He didn't mourn about her off island.
No. But it just, they kind of set the precedent for long periods of mourning. But you're right. I mean, everyone mourns differently. So
it is true.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rose, she wasn't mourning, but she was sad because she was separated from Bernard. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen season one. And right now, if you're watching season one, you're like going, who's Bernard?
Well, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast because we've never podcast about season one, so.
True.
We tried once, didn't we?
We did some, we did something. People hated it.
Yeah.
It was more you than me, but.
We did a podcast, I think, about Walkabout, but then it ended up just being 1,000 inside jokes inside about the future episode. So then
that's what it was. And people like said it was horrible. And it was. But we did some commentaries.
Commentaries were a blast.
That was a lot of fun to do.
I think after the show's over, we're going to do commentaries about on every single episode.
Everyone?
Every single episode. And we're going to do podcasts. Yeah. And we're doing the big Lost rewatch, our Lost rewatch after the show's over.
Wow, there's a lot of pressure here. I thought I was done with Lost.
Nope, you're not, Jack.
It never ends. So I'm not going to be on the island.
Well, you could be. Well, no. We'll just do it, you know.
So my locations. I think it wins. Who wouldn't want my ending? Well, people that
aren't you.
I guess I'm thinking selfishly. All right, this one was actually posted on our boards, and I had to go look for the email. Wow, it's really raining. This is Chad. It says Locke's Redemption.
Is it Chad Decker?
Chad Decker. No, it's not actually Chad Decker. He's kind of calling me out.
Okay.
He was kind of calling me out, but.
Well, that's nothing new.
And it's more of the Locke redemption, the more of the argument going on. And I think I've made it. I think I've made my case pretty good. I've made a pretty good case. I made my argument pretty good. Whatever I'm trying to say. having a tough time.
It's been a while since you've been to debate class, Jack.
It has been a while since I've been to debate class. My teleprompter's not moving, so I'm sorry. I can't speak. Hey, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I've been missing the lack of Locke debate on your show the past 2 weeks. Well, we had to stop.
We did it for charity.
Autism Speaks. We'll do anything for Autism Speaks, and we held back our debating, our hatred, or love. Well, we had to say something positive, right? Whatever it was. So I thought I'd throw a little fuel on the fire. Now, you can see this on the message board, and I did respond to it on the message board.
Okay.
Probably a little better than I'm doing now.
Hopefully.
I don't know why I highlighted this, because it's making it harder to read.
You want me to read it, and then you can respond to it?
Yeah, just read the parts, because I can't see the print.
Hey, long time listener, first time emailer.
I read that part already.
Oh, been missing the lack... Oh, that's right. Where did you,
move on.
You end? Fuel on the fire, right? I've been wanting to write for a while now because I've been becoming increasingly frustrated with Jack's callous attitude towards Locke and the surprising level of support he's been getting from the listeners who share his attitude. So I thought now would be a good time as any to write in my thoughts, although I think they'll be a little too long to read on the air. In short, Jay, I think you're mostly right, and Jack, I think you're mostly wrong.
Is this written by Jay?
The way I see it, well, I would say completely right if it was me.
Okay.
The major issue is this. Does Locke deserve his redemption? Jack, you say that Locke was always a pawn, used and cast aside. I agree 100%.
Well, there
but
you go.
That is the very reason Locke deserves his redemption. You speak as if Locke's physical healing was his redemption and then he screwed it up and now he doesn't deserve redemption because he's acted so selfishly. You have said Locke...
hold on a second. Can we all agree he acted
Can you
selfish?
Let this guy finish? Ross Perot, settle down.
Okay, all right.
You have said that Locke should just get over it and accept the fact that he's not important at all, just a sad man with a sad life. But this contention merely indicates a profound lack of understanding of the character and what he's been through. So let me lay it out for you. How much am I supposed to read of this?
Just the way I highlighted.
Okay. The two deepest emotional and spiritual needs of
I'm sorry, it's hard to read with the highlight in there.
Every human, because you use like dark red, whatever the hell this
it's
is.
It's like a purple.
Like a red purple. A human being every human being, our security and significance. The security of being loved and accepted simply for who we are, and the significance of knowing that our lives count for something, that we have some kind of purpose. When we first meet Locke, back when he was working, well, that kind of leads into, he didn't really do a good job highlighting. But so...
All right, my response was, and okay. It's been 1,000 times, I think I do understand the character of John Locke. He's everybody. Everybody wants to be somebody.
Well, I think the problem is I think you're applying too much of your own life to John Locke.
But here's what I said. Part of his redemption was getting the use of his legs again, being able to walk in. That was part. He did have, when he was on the island, I think I responded back, he was accepted and loved for who he was, wasn't he? He was the one bringing the food. Who didn't like John Locke? He was bringing the food. He was loved. People, Charlie was able to kick his drug habit because of John Locke. He was the guy that knew everything. Mr. Knowledge. He knew everything, right? People went to John Locke for information because he knew things. Right? That was his redemption. He had his redemption, but it wasn't enough for John Locke. He had to have more. He wanted to be something he wasn't. He wanted to be this great leader. He's not a great
leader. I don't think he wanted to be a great leader. I think he was misled to believe he was supposed to be a great leader.
But that's his own fault, because he went back to his own traps, his own trappings he had off the island. What we've seen every flashback. He wanted to be something more than he was. But everybody wants to do that. It's not being callous. I want to be more than what I am. Mm-hmm. You want to be more. Well, you want to be anything. But you want to be more than what you are, right? But you have to pick and choose. If part of being right here, he said, you just want to be loved and accepted for who he was. He was. For a while there, he was loved and accepted.
He was still kind of, some people didn't.
But in life, not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to like you.
Well, I beg to differ, because everybody loves me.
No,
so.
They don't. But that's what he had, his redemption. He chose it wasn't enough for him.
So like
he could have been the guy on the island. Of course, he would have been a boring character, but he could have been the guy on the island that just, he brought the food. He did this. He said, Jack, you need to be the leader, and then did everything in his power to undermine him. He screwed up his own redemption. I'm sorry that he's laying on the beach with sand all over his face. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. I'm not trying. And the reason people agree with me is because they see it. He had his shot. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't. Does he deserve a second, third, fourth, fifth shot? We'll see. But he had redemption. He had what this.
I don't think it was his full redemption.
He had what Chad wanted. What everybody wants, to be loved and accepted for who he was. He was. Except for, you know, I don't think Rose ever trusted
him. Wait, hold on. Can I say that thing again, please?
Yeah.
There was two things. There was to be loved and accepted for who they are, and the significance of knowing that our lives count for something.
It did count for something.
That we have some kind of purpose.
He did have a purpose. He was a provider of the island. He helped people. Like I said,
he was just trying to find those answers.
What didn't John Locke know about the island? He was training for walkabout. He knew everything.
He didn't know the mysteries of the island.
He didn't know the
out.
No one knew the mysteries of the island, but as far as what to eat, what not to eat, how to throw a knife, how to do this, how to hunt. He saved Walt from the polar bear. You know, he helped Michael save his son. Hey. So he had the love and he had.
Hey, we've been through this debate before, and I guess, and I've already said I'm done arguing about it. I'm just going to wait till we see it on the show.
I just had to point out, because I was kind of called out on the message board, and I responded. You know, I'm cool. You can call me out anytime you want, but I think I've made my. I'm not callous. He had his shot.
All right, Jack. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great.
All right, you ready for the phone calls?
I can't wait for the contest.
Here we go.
You notice I didn't mention Locke at the end of my contest. he just certainly got left off the. One bald guy on an island is enough.
Here we go.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Bee from New York. I was calling because I wanted to find out if you guys had picked already the name for the outdoor cat. I wanted to give you an idea. Don't know if anybody has submitted it yet. I'm not sure. But I have just finished listening to your podcast, so... I heard some entries given that were really cool, and I just wanted to find out if, you know, you guys are still taking. So if you don't have a name yet, I think LeFleur would be a perfect cat name. I know it's a female cat, but it kind of is a unisex name if you think about it in an animal. Anyway, so that's my idea, LeFleur, and hope you guys pick it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, James Jack. This is Fletch from Nashville. Long-time listener. First-time caller, but I've emailed before. Anyway, here's a name suggestion for you, Kat. Definitely go with Sally Slingshot. And can't wait for the Season 6 premiere and finale, because I really want to know what the heck is going on. So, anyway, thanks. Love the podcast. Bye-bye.
This is Not Chris from the official Lost podcast. Here at NBC, we are happy to announce that we will be having a Lost finale watch party at the Kodak Theater for free for all of the biggest Lost fans out there. Sorry, Jay and Jack, you missed the boat. ABC will be hosting this. Thank you.
Hey, get your station. First your NBC, Network. Now your ABC.
Come on, come Chris. On. Too many shots to the head there, Chris. What is the update on Chris not calling the show?
A billion by now.
So they're going to have their own party at the Kodak Theater, and it's going to be free. But is NBC hosting it or ABC? I'm confused.
I don't know. I'm confused. I agree.
You know, NBC might want to claim you know something good, so maybe the cast of Heroes.
Hey, they have the Jay Leno show and Heroes, so everything's
going
good
for them. The cast
of Heroes
is going to show up for the finale party. Oh, we kid. And then, was it Fletch?
Yeah, I think Fletch. I think it sounded like Fletch.
Sally Slingshot. That's one we haven't had yet. Sally Slingshot for the name of the cat. And then B, LaFleur did get a couple write-in votes. Not enough, but it did get a couple.
Way to spoil it.
Well, I'm sorry.
We're trying to keep the excitement going until the end of the show. And
maybe we should give
winner.
Clues like the contest.
Okay, give a clue.
2-4-0.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Now people are going to think the answer to the cat thing is going to be the answer to the...
Well, it could be. Just throwing it out.
All right.
Or I'm completely throwing you off.
Here, let's get into the next set of calls here.
All right.
Trying to figure out for a costume what you should be. Not whatever enough for Jack. You know, not sexy enough for Sawyer. You can do Boone. I think you can pull that off pretty well. So an idea. Check it out. They can do it. Love the show, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Kevin from Cleveland. I was calling because I heard you guys are dressing up for the finale next year. But, Jay, I really think you're setting your sights too high. I don't think you can pull off Jack or Sawyer. I think you could probably pull off, like, Carl. Just stare at a water bottle all night, emptying under your toes. And, Jack, I really do think you could probably pull off Locke. Back in the day, you know. But maybe you could be Mr. Friendly. Just bring along Dale as your Hispanic one-nighter. All right, later. Bye.
Well, that's an image I didn't need. Let's see. No, I don't think Jay could put... No, you definitely couldn't pull off
I never
Jay.
Said Sawyer. I never said... I never even came close to saying Sawyer.
I was thinking about coming as Carl's water bottle. What do you think? Could I pull that off?
That'd be hilarious.
Carl's water bottle.
I'm
telling you right now, if someone comes as Carl's water bottle, they're going to win.
Well, not now because you gave me the
But
idea.
Who's going to want to sit next to Carl's water bottle because it'll be leaking all over him, right? Hey, sir, your costume's getting me all wet. Hey.
Oh, man.
So I'm still working. I've come up with an idea. I'm not going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying I couldn't pull it off. But I think I can.
I'm not pretty enough to be Boone. I think Boone's the best looking guy on the show.
Yeah, Boone, he can't swim.
No.
Well, he'd try to save someone, but then in the meantime, that person would drown because he can't swim and Jack would have to save him. I'm sorry. Season 1 spoiler.
Easy, keep spoiling. Ed Hockley is going to be mad at you.
Yeah, Ed Hockley has sent us an email. He sent us an email. He wants no titles in the podcast.
Boo-hoo.
And since he's bigger than us, I said, okay.
Jeez, I'm going to get some tissues. Keep crying.
Wow. That's Jay talking. That's Jay talking. You seen that guy's...
You know what, Ed Hockley, if you want to come over here and stop me, come over here and stop me, okay?
Well, people don't want to be spoiled. I get it.
I'm kidding with him.
Yeah, so you're all tough now. I'm sorry. We can do a Comic-Con next year. He will be at Comic-Con next year. What are you going
to
do?
I got a while to worry about
that. It won't be the only... Carl's water bottle won't be the only thing leaking. I'm sorry, Mr. Hockley.
You ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Mike calling from Queens, New York. I do a lot of theorizing and talking to my friends about Lost, and Nobody ever remembers this scene, but I think it's kind of very interesting, actually. In season 4, episode 2, I think it was called Confirmed Dead, in the flashback of Miles Strom's backstory, he goes to visit this older woman, to give her some closure on her dead son, whatever. As he goes up the stairs, they give us a shot of picture frames on the wall, of pictures on the wall with wooden picture frames. As he comes down the stairs, the photos are different. All of the photos are different. And the picture frames are silver. What's the significance of that? They never explained it. I kind of think that as you went up the stairs, they were showing us a storyline from the universe that we've been watching since season 1. And as he comes down the stairs, this might be from the universe that we're about to see in season 6. Well, what do you think of that? It's also possible that Charlie from season 4, episode 1, is Charlie from The Untold season 6. We don't know. Anyhow, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Hey, J&J, this is Jay from Boston. I was just curious. I mean, if Jacob brought everyone to the island, I mean, how did the Dahmer Initiative find the island in the first place? Did Jacob bring them there? And why? I'm just curious. All right. I'm trying to get caught up with all your shows. I didn't realize you were doing shows in the off-season, which is good. So now I have, like, 5 or 6 shows I need to get caught up with. So, yeah, if you didn't answer that already, that's fine. I'll see you in the future sometime. Bye.
Hey, this is Tanya from New York. Love the podcast. Calling with a season 6 idea. I think it would be awesome if the entire series ended with Richard Alpert sitting on the beach saying, thank God, that's all over, they're all gone, I finally have some peace and quiet. On a more serious note, I really will be disappointed if there's not a Richard Alpert-centric backstory episode. What do you guys think? Do you think he's an interesting character that deserves it? Anyway, looking forward to the next podcast.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea. Maybe you should film it and turn it into the How Will It End contest.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think Richard Alpert does deserve a centric episode.
I agree.
In fact,
Didn't they say there would be one at Comic-Con?
I don't know if it's confirmed or not. I've heard nothing confirmed about that. I just remember standing in line to ask a question and the line never moved.
Ah.
That's all I remember.
From what everybody else, the word going around everybody else that was there said you chickened out.
I did not chicken out.
Peed your pants and you couldn't move up any further.
Asked Stuart. I was standing right next to Stuart, but then Stuart bolted to the front and asked. He was able to get his question asked.
Why couldn't you bolt to the front?
Because I'm a coward.
See? So the rumor about you peeing your pants is true.
I said, you know what? I've already asked a question.
Chicken.
But no, Richard Alpert does. I say I would be disappointed. I'll be more disappointed in that unless, I know a lot of people are upset about Locke's lack of redemption. I know they get upset. I would be more upset if we don't find out a backstory about Richard Alpert.
I agree. There needs to be. There needs to be someone.
Then what is this? We had Mike, Jay, and Tanya, Boston, one from Boston, 2 from New York.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
Are they like fighting with each other?
No, I don't think so.
Don't they hate each other? Isn't there a rivalry going there?
Yeah.
Well, Jay said, what about Jacob? I mean, what about Jacob bringing the Dharma Initiative? Did he bring them?
No, because I think didn't they say that the
when they were there, where was Jacob? What was going on?
What was it called? Not the lighthouse. It was called the lamp station.
The lamppost.
The lamppost station. And they said they used that to find the island.
Right.
So that's how they found the island. Who knows if Jacob kind of gave them the clues that build it?
But I'm saying either Jacob or DWG did. To set this whole ball in motion.
Maybe.
Do like the fact that Richard Albert was sitting there going, I'm glad that's all over.
Yeah. But to me, I think what maybe puts the Dharma Initiative at odds with Jacob or DWG is that, they weren't supposed to find it, and they did, and that's why they were always kind of fighting with the Dharma Initiative, eventually killed them.
And maybe that's why they got Ben and everyone else to kill them off?
Exactly, because they weren't brought there by Jacob.
Because they can't do it. They have to get someone to do their game for them.
Well, yeah. I'm saying that's the reason, because Jacob didn't bring the Dharma Shiv there. They brought themselves there, and that kind of made that whole entire conflict.
I like it. That makes sense. And then Mike.
Thank you. I'm pretty smart.
Great theory, Mike. I mean, that great theory.
That'd be cool, because if you remember the ghost of Charlie in season 4, he did have a different look about him, so that could be, you know.
He looked a little cooler.
Because I didn't know you got haircuts when you were a ghost, but that's just me.
It would be nice if you're a ghost, if you got hair. If the hair came back. Could you pick an era?
Well, it just depends
from your life.
It depends what rule you go by. Like when you die, like what does your ghost look like? Well, as a ghost, can you even see yourself? You can't see yourself in a mirror when you're a ghost.
Are you vain when you're a ghost, I guess?
Doesn't really matter, you care? I guess.
I guess you're a ghost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, to the other ghost, you got to go to the club and you go, I'm looking.
When you go to the ghost clubs.
Go to the ghost clubs. You know, you got to. Gotta look cool.
You always gotta be watch out for those Ghostbusters.
Yes. Who are you gonna call?
All right, we have last set of calls here that are a little bit more spoilery.
It does have the title in it.
One is so Ed Hockley, skip ahead right now.
I skip ahead to the end.
And also there's someone that talks about something that was said on the season 5 DVDs. I didn't think it was spoiler, but Jack thought it was
spoilery. I thought it was a little spoilery because you know how people are right now. They're edgy. They don't want to be spoiled. If they've gone this far without being spoiled, I understand you don't want to be spoiled anymore.
But I don't think it's just Damon Lindelof in a commentary saying something. I don't think it was spoilery. But.
If you've gone this far without being spoiled.
But it's not a spoiler.
I say it is.
So we're putting it in here just to be safe. And so Jack stops crying like a baby.
Well, to me, it's not earth-shattering information if you find out. But if you want to stay spoiler-free, you may not want to know. So that's what I'm saying.
If you don't want to hear
I don't want Ed Hockley beating me up next time we go to Comic-Con.
Skip to the
I don't
next
care
section,
if he punches you in the face.
Which will be the tweet back. So, here we go. The final set of calls.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Chris in D.C. I just thought on the title for The Lighthouse. I think that's the episode where we're going to see the Black Rock actually arrive at the island. And I think The Lighthouse is in reference to the big statue of Tarawit. And I don't think that Richard Alpert is the captain or even on the Black Rock period. I think it's a little too obvious. I think he's been there and is part of why there are Egyptian hieroglyphs around everywhere. So I think Richard Albert's been there a lot longer than just the arrival on the Black Rock. That's it. Later.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Dan in Brooklyn. I was fortunate enough to get an early copy of the Season 5 DVD. And I just heard on the commentary for the first disc this little bit of information. The island is not done with Desmond yet, and what his purpose is on the show at large has yet to be revealed. That was said by Mr. Lindelof in the commentary on the first disc, and that is what it is. Take it for what you may. All right, see you guys soon. Bye.
I love the lighthouse theory.
Well, thanks for playing that, Jay, because now I don't have to watch season 6.
According to you. No, I really like the lighthouse theory. I really like it.
That is a great theory. I didn't know there was a title episode, Lighthouse. I didn't.
We talked about it on our show.
Who pays attention? I'm just kidding. I do like the theory, though. I like them both. I'm ready for season. I'm ready to get into some real meat and potatoes.
I agree. It's like the 25 hour podcast, it was like that morning before.
Yeah, it's like we hit the rock, the Black Rock. But you have to keep it Lost related. But no, when Jay was saying, not you, Jay, but Jay from Boston was saying he didn't know we were doing two podcasts. It's tough. It's tough when there's not a lot of information out there.
Catch 22. Got to keep it Lost related.
That's right. So that's what I do. That's how I roll, yo. It's like I find people complain on the other episodes, you know, we do Flash Forward and V, that sometimes we reference Loss. It's just you can't get away from it.
Can't escape it. Can't. All right, you ready for some tweet back, Jack?
Oh, I forgot about the tweet backs.
Here we go. This podcast is also sponsored by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. Quick note to all you business owners out there, entrepreneurs or any companies that pay people around the world, the American Payroll Association states that for every check you issue, the cost is about $2 a paycheck. So if you're paying 100 employees, that's $200 bi-weekly, $400 monthly, $4,800 yearly, and that's not even including the cost of FedEx to send the checks to different states to pay people. You can also use the card for per diem pay, termination pay, and as a travel card. If you want to take your company 100% paperless, no checks, no pay stubs, no W-2s, all text messaging, then go with Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. And if you mention Jane Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. For more information, go to www.globalcashcard.com. All right, Jack, it's tweet back time.
My most favorite time of the year.
All right, this first one is from KJ1974.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I want to know...
Well, it is. It was a long name.
Okay. This is a question.
Okay.
I want to know the parents who were to adopt Aaron and if they're related to somehow to the mystery of Lost.
Ah, that is a great question. We'll never
find out.
Jack?
You don't think we'll ever find out?
There's not enough time.
Okay.
Well, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's one of those ones they'll never answer.
Could it be someone we've already met?
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool twist.
Could it be Eloise Hawkins, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I doubt we'll find out, though.
This next one is from MulletFan01. Here's another question. What if the entire last show we've seen is the alternate timeline? These season six scenes could be our window into the original timeline.
Well, that's too confusing for me.
Okay.
I'd have to start all over again. No, mm-hmm. I hope not.
No?
Okay. I could be wrong, but I hope not.
This next one is from Sean3K. Why is Locke backwards in the new pick? Where's Walt again?
Because Locke doesn't know what he's doing.
Walt, wait, what is the best way to defrost the turkey at the last minute?
The best way?
The best way.
Well, the best way is to remember the night before and to... That is the best way.
But what a best way at the last minute.
It's Thanksgiving. Okay, here's a spoiler alert. Thanksgiving's coming up a week from today, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're coming out Thursday. So next week is Thanksgiving. Get the turkey out the night before. Put it in the sink. Let it defrost a little bit. Then after a while, you can put it in the refrigerator. And then it'll be fine the next day. If you wait to the last minute, you don't deserve to have turkey.
Okay, what about the first two questions?
Oh, the first two don't matter. The turkey's the most important part.
Why is Locke backwards in the new pick, facing?
Because Locke doesn't know if he's alive or dead.
I think it's maybe he's something special about him.
What
do you think Walt is? I'm worried he's not coming back. I'm really worried.
I'm afraid he's not coming back. Well, maybe not in...
This is kind of the way they approached him in season five.
Yeah, I just think it's the way we've seen him. I don't think he's going to come back.
Yeah, I agree. But hopefully we're wrong. This next one's from Ren Mike. This is a theory. Locke died in the 815 crash and has been Flock ever since.
Yeah, he could be.
That seems to be a theory going around since
he got able
to stand up and everything. But
why would he be his old bumbling self when he's, you know, I hate to be so mean, but mm-hmm. We've seen it on the island. He seems to be that kind of guy. I don't think it could be because wouldn't he be smarter than that?
And he's having, I guess Flock had all his memories too. I don't know.
It could be. Maybe that's how they explain that he was always dead or not dead.
I'd be upset if that was the case, honestly.
I just want to know what's going on.
Okay, fair enough.
But then it's going to happen. They may be crying that Lost, I keep saying, that Lost is going to be over.
Mm-hmm. This one is from Patrick Neville.
Probably Neville.
Is Ben still going to kill Penny? And how did Charles find the island? And why didn't he go back if Flock could?
Because there's something that was... Widmore was afraid of something.
Something
kept him from coming back to the island. So if he came back to the island, maybe he would die. Or maybe he would... he did age, so I guess...
Well, it's difficult because remember when he talked to... Ben said he was going back... He said, you can't do that. So maybe he just didn't figure it out.
Or maybe Widmore. Yeah, that's true. Or maybe if Widmore comes back, Penny dies.
He just can't figure it out.
Well, how could he not figure it out? Ben could.
Because Ben's a lying, cheating, backstabbing murderer.
He knew his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend had the means to get back. Right?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think we'll find out, though.
All right.
Don't you think that's something they need to answer?
I agree. I think they do. This is from iHubby. Wait, the guy who Dominic plays in Flash Forward is the alternate universe Charlie.
Okay.
You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. This one's... Oh,
I don't know. We'll find out.
Seem a little negative over there.
Well, I'm not being negative. I'm just trying
Mr. Crackpot Theory is kind of shooting down people. It's just kind of mean, I think.
Well, you know, it's like I said last week, and it's just not something you come up with like out of the... You know, you have to...
I feel like you like become pompous with your theories now.
Well, they are spot on. So, that, you know, when you do get one right... I think if you had the track record I've had in laws and you had a correct crackpot theory, I think you do have.
So it's like when you win one Oscar; it doesn't matter what you won the Oscar for.
You can make a Who won an Oscar and then made a bunch of crappy movies?
I can't think of any at the top of my head.
It doesn't matter because
Sally Field.
No, Sally Field made some good movies after that. So after that, you can always say you can make the worst movie in the world, and then but it doesn't matter because Oscar.
Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar.
But she made some good movies after that, didn't
she?
Made
some crappy ones, too, though.
Yeah, I like Whoopi, though. She's a Flash Forward fan, she's a Lost fan, she's a V fan, so we can't pick on Whoopi. But she'd always be known as Academy Award-winning actress Whoopi Goldberg.
And Academy Award host.
Yeah, exactly, and she did a great job hosting the show. So, yeah, I think you're always known... Like, so I got the one crackpot theory, correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll always be known as the crackpot expert.
All right.
Or just crackpotty.
All right, this one's from Ryan.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Ryan Palm. I think Locke might die in season 6. I just have a feeling Ben or Jacob kills him.
Ryan, go watch season 5.
And last but not least, from Coconut Wireless. In the end, do you think Ben, Jack, Kate, and Sawyer will end up living a normal life?
There's no way Ben lives a normal life. No way.
I'd say there's hope for all of them.
For Ben?
All of them, yeah.
You really think Ben can live a normal life? Everything Ben has done, how could he live a normal life? He has to pay for what he's done.
Maybe.
Now he lost his daughter.
But I'm saying there's hope for all of them.
You really think Ben deserves redemption? Now he deserves to live a normal life.
I
didn't
say he deserves it. I just say there's hope that he might.
I say if that's lazy writing, if he lives happily ever after. Ben's
killed, I'm not saying happily
ben
ever after.
Ben has killed a lot of people.
I'm not saying happily ever after. Normal isn't happily ever after. It's just a normal life.
Well, like he's going to go live on a farm somewhere or something like that.
Well, that's not really a normal life. Not everybody lives on farms.
Okay, so he's going to live in suburbia. He's going to go live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Maybe. You never know.
No. Ben does not deserve a normal life. Jack and Kate, sure. Not Ben. Now I'm going to get hate mail because people...
All right, thanks for those tweets, everybody. Jack, are you ready to announce the winner of Name the Outdoor Cat Contest?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, Jack, it was a tough battle.
It was tough, and there was a lot... I think my favorite ride-in one was Goober.
That would have been great.
Razzle Dazzle was another one. Nadia, Other Cat. I think Other Cat was part of the 6.
All right, well, let's give the 3 finalists.
The 3 finalists. Okay, the 3 finalists.
Name the cats. Let's go number 3.
Number 3 was Dharma Rose.
Dharma Rose.
That was actually my favorite one. I thought I was really pulling for Dharma Rose. Almost cheated, but I said, no, okay, you can't cheat. You got to be honest. I don't want to be Jay. Number 2 was Whispers. Another
good
one.
That was mine. That was my favorite.
You like Whispers. I like Dharma Rose. And now the...
Man, so both of ours are out, so I wonder what's going to be number 1.
Number 1
is...
Name the Outdoor Cat Contest. Rousseau.
Ah, okay.
So the cat... Well, I get what they're trying to say, that the cat is kind of... It's on its own.
It's outdoors.
It's outdoors. It's not crazy, though. It's not a crazy cat. But Rousseau is now, we're going to stop calling it Mommy Kitty. We're going to start calling it Rousseau.
Wow. So you guys spoke with the vote.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a picture of Rousseau one day and post it on the... well, people want to see what the cat looks like.
No, we should get the cat like a disheveled wig. Put it on. Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Maybe she can grab a watch with a hand with an arm with a watch on it and stuff like that.
You ready?
And then shoot people.
Close out the show. Yeah. Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Thursday.
Yay.
Glad to call. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time. The last question comments and or theories. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack. Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I almost said Jay and Jack again. You can also follow me on Crackpot Jack.
And you can follow me at Luke Vank on Twitter.
But he'll never answer you.
I answer a lot of people.
No.
In fact, I think my Twitter party is the best party. Because my parties don't stop.
What?
Ain't no party like a Luke Vink Twitter party, because Luke Vink Twitter party don't stop.
The show does, though.
Also, go check out our website, jandjack.com.
For all important information. That site's kind of died, guys. You got to go back and breathe some life into it. It's just kind of...
Well, we have some plans to breathe life into that as well. So we announced the contest earlier today, and earlier in this episode. Remember, check out...
Hey, I don't want to complain, but how can we always stop the show when you screw up? But when I
stop it for you. When you pull back and you go, can you pause it for a second? Can you pause it for a second?
When I can't read the emails?
Can you pause it for a second?
No, when I'm having trouble speaking.
Wait, can you pause it for a second? It's funny when you do it. All right.
I'm old. It's not fun to make fun of old people.
Check out www.globalcashcard.com/lost for all the official rules, details, any information for the Lost season finale contest that we're doing. How will it end? Video contest. And also,
how will it end according to you?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to make that clear. How will it end according to you?
And remember, the first clue for finding out what the finalist prize is 240.
240.
And more of those clues will be announced on the website. That'll be this Tuesday. More of those clues will be announced for you to find on the website.
And again, you can send us an email asking us and telling us that I think this is what it is. They will be ignored.
Yes, send it to...
I mean, I hate to say that, but we will not respond to those because we don't want to give anything away.
Exactly. But if you have an idea for what it is, send your idea to lost@globalcashcard.com. Once again, it's lost@globalcashcard.com.
And they won't respond to you right away. But if you win the first 10 people, you will win a prize.
I win a prize. All right. Remember, vote every single day, as many people as you possibly can, at podcastawards.com.
And make sure you verify your vote on your email.
Yes, at Best in Entertainment for the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Once again, it's podcastawards.com, the Best Entertainment section, the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. All right, Jack, you ready to get out of here?
I'm ready.
We'll see you guys if you listen to our Flash Forward podcast on Friday, Married Man on Saturday, and a new V-Pod, the last V-Podcast in this earlier season.
They're shutting down until someone said March.
So, we'll see you
this
Friday.
That's crazy.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.